Tuesday, city and county officials across Idaho pleaded with state lawmakers to not freeze their ability to raise property taxes for 1 year. James Dawson has more.
The bill from House Majority Leader Mike Moyle would halt property tax hikes for 1 year, aside from school districts, unless two-thirds of voters say they're cool with it. Madison County Commissioner Brent Mendenhall said he traveled from the tundra of Idaho to testify against the proposal.
This is not a pause or a slowdown. House Bill 409 is slamming on the brakes on an ice-covered road.
Mendenhall says it wouldn't be the end of the world, but the freeze could force his department heads to cut back on the number of EMTs they send out on emergencies or prioritize plowing major roads over rural ones. Other commissioners from rural counties said they'd have to delay critical upgrades, including making buildings ADA compliant, to avoid potential lawsuits. Moyle says he gets it, but while responding to NAMPA's finance director, he says folks should worry about the people who might get forced out of their homes because of rising property taxes.
I understand that your concerns, because we're asking you to do something that's hard, and it's really been easy when all you do is just get this money rolling in from new construction and everything else, and we're saying take a one small portion of your budget and freeze it. But I think you need to look at the people on the other side that are paying the tax.
The hearing on his bill will continue this morning in the House Revenue and Taxation Committee. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.